New York State Police Major Robert Patnod says troopers Brent Caro and Shane Swartz were investigating a single car crash on Interstate 90 in North Greenbush at approximately 5:15 a.m. Sunday, when a vehicle driven by Christopher Newman struck their patrol car. The vehicle hit both troopers and tow truck operator Jeffrey Waite. Caro was thrown 70 feet into the median. Swartz and Waite were thrown under the tow truck. Major Patnod spoke Sunday afternoon, captured by Spectrum News.
We try to put them in the best position to keep from getting hurt. It's an inherently dangerous job. We give them the vehicles with the lights, the vests, all the equipment we give them, but you can't protect against everything. In a case like this, they did everything right.
Newman of Castleton was charged with first-degree vehicular assault, driving while intoxicated, and numerous other vehicle and traffic law violations. All parties were transported to Albany Medical Center. Caro is a six-year veteran of the state police and works out of Gilderland. Swartz has been a trooper for 4 years and works out of Brunswick. Both are 34. The troopers suffered multiple lacerations, fractures, and internal injuries. On Monday morning, New York State Police Troop G spokesman Mark Siepel said both troopers were in serious but stable condition in the surgical ICU at Albany Medical Center.
They each have undergone surgeries up to this point and will need to undergo further procedures, you know, as they move forward in their recovery.
Waite, the tow truck driver, was admitted to Albany Med for observation. A second tow truck operator was hit by debris from the accident, treated, and released. Newman was treated for facial lacerations and released into state police custody Sunday. Again, Major Patnod.
They're going to have a big struggle to get back healthy and get back to work, but they are going to survive, so we're fortunate in that respect. You know, we ask the public to pray for our troopers and to pray for a quick recovery and to be careful when they're driving.
Newman was arraigned Sunday afternoon in North Greenbush Town Court. He's being held at the Rensselaer County Jail without bail. His next court date is March 9th. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Elizabeth Hill.